Hello, and welcome to the Witchcast. This is the podcast about making a podcast. It's easy enough to set up a few microphones and talk shit, but it's harder to know what that perfect niche is. And to be honest, we aren't too sure either. I'm Matt Thompson, and today I'm joined by Ollie. Sweetly Bracket, say hi.
Hi.
And Shoda. Sweetly Bracket, say hi.
Hello.
This week, we're going to be talking about an idea that Shoda is bringing to the table. We'll go over a few ideas and give it a rating. And if it's good enough for the Danish pastry connoisseurs, it'll get its own show. But if it just isn't good enough, it's going to go to the podcast graveyard, where basically you have to be James from James and the Giant Peach, except instead of a peach, it's just a huge jar of mayonnaise.
I'm a little scarred by that.
Is that why you said the Word document said explore mayonnaise?
Yeah, that's
Excuse
why.
Excuse me?
No, I don't want to do that.
I didn't know that was what the context was going to be. I thought it was just like some just casual, just sort of name drop mayonnaise, but if, like, that's...
No, I didn't know what the idea was, so I just made something up. I thought maybe, like, if I cast, like, a wide enough net, like, it'll be applicable somehow, but...
Well, I mean, instead of mayonnaise, we could just turn it into a tub of, like, fermenting wine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, like, people love soaking in wine back then.
Yeah, but you have to be James and the Giant Peach from James.
Yeah, he's not gonna want fermented wine.
I know, they're in that peach for a while. You don't know if some of that started to ferment, like...
Oh my god, if they leave the bottle open too long, like, it starts to get vinegary and... Oh.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, and the pressure would increase. Oh my god.
Man, but that movie's fucked up. It's a weird-ass movie.
Didn't Tim Burton do one? Big James and the Peach?
Oh, fuck, I wouldn't be surprised.
No, he didn't do... I don't think he did... He did Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. That was the Roald Dahl one that Mr. Burton graced us with. It was the Charlie and the Chocolate Factory no one needed. Ever.
I still haven't watched it. I don't actually know what it's about.
I mean, they've given Willy Wonka, like, a strange psychological backstory as to why he is the way he is. And there are all these, like, flashbacks that he gets because his dad was a dentist and didn't let him eat candy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, a lot of weird teeth symbology, I guess. I'm pretty sure somebody watched that movie growing up and now they have a weird teeth kink. Because, I mean, that's the main thing I took away from the movie.
It was very disturbing.
What is a teeth kink, dude? What do you mean? What does that mean?
sometimes you want a little teeth action. You want to just fucking bring the teeth into the bedroom.
Like what? Like if someone, somebody on the other side holds a fucking pair of pliers on your front two teeth and...
I'm not part of this.
Like, what are you going to, like, touch your teeth on stuff? Like...
Didn't you guys do an episode where you talked about a gum fetish?
That's different, though.
Yeah.
That's
different. Yeah, gum's a whole different ball game.
Are they?
Yeah, it's like squishy. Yeah.
They're squishy, yeah. Teeth are hard. You never hear about anybody who has a fingernail fetish, right?
No one's ever gotten injured through gumming, but I mean, teeth is just a whole thing on itself. God.
I mean, there are some people who enjoy the pain.
I think this kind of goes into your topic. I saw a little bit about it sort of in the olden times. They love doing some weird fucked up stuff in the bedroom. You know, maybe they brought some teeth in there.
Yeah, that's true. My podcast idea is that every week, someone brings in a different mythology or story from ancient Greece specifically, and then once you run out of ancient Greek myths, which I don't think you will, you can move on to Rome and, you know, the other mythologies that are no longer applicable to our world, if that makes sense, because we do want to be respectful at the end of the day. But I did a course when I was in university on classic mythology, and I thought that the coolest thing about the Greek gods is that they were more sinful than humans. And Zeus especially did a lot of fucked up shit. Like, he just did fucked up shit. And he kept cheating on his wife. And his wife would get angry with the babies that came from those... let's call them romances.
Yeah, I heard Zeus was horny.
Yeah. And then she would take it out on the kids. Like, poor Hercules, she put a madness upon him. And he was married to this lovely woman named Megara. Maybe you remember her from Disney's famous cartoon. And they had three kids. And she made him mad. And he killed all of them. And then she took away the madness so that he could see what he had done.
That's fucked up, man.
Yeah, that's some next level shit.
And she did it a lot. And one of Zeus's daughters, Athena, was born just of him. She was born of his brain, I believe. Like, she just popped out of his head. And so Hera got really mad about that. And so she decided
where did this baby come from? Just off the dome, my man. Just fucking popped out of my brain. It's
what,
like,
have you been thinking
not...
about, Zeus? Who the fuck have you been thinking about, huh?
So she always hates Athena. And she decided that she wanted to do it herself. Like, make a child.
What was it? What was Athena the god of?
Athena is the goddess of wisdom and...
Is it warfare as well?
Yeah, right? Wisdom. Like, not exactly...
I think she's got a spear.
Yeah, she does. But her big one is wisdom, because there's also Ares, who's the god of war. She's also...
Because it's not war. It's more like war tactics.
Like it's art of war kind of thing.
Like Sun Tzu's famous Art of War.
Yes, she originated
the big book
it.
Of war.
Strategy, that's the word I was looking for. So she's very into strategy and
like playing
and wisdom.
Final Fantasy
she has an
tactics
owl.
And stuff.
Yeah, exactly. But Hera got really mad and jealous, so she decided that she was going to make her own kid, but she's not as powerful or as all, you know, like, as compared to Zeus. So she created, I think his name was Hephaestus, and he is the god of...
Oh, the hammer bro.
Yeah, the hammer bro. He's the god of iron making or blacksmiths, and he creates all the weapons and the lightning bolts for Zeus. But he is very visibly disabled because she wasn't able to form him well.
Wait, so what do you mean disabled? Like,
so he does, like, one of his legs doesn't work properly, and he's hunched over, and I think he's blind in one eye, and unlike all the other gods who are supposed to be very, very beautiful, he isn't. And I can't remember exactly why. I'll look it up for you guys. But he is given Aphrodite because otherwise he will stop making the lightning bolt or something. And my point is that all the politics that you see on Earth are also seen on Mount Olympus. And they're all born of craziness. So I thought what we'd do today, as I pitch this idea and as you guys get more and more into it, I will talk about the myth of creation off Mount Olympus and, like, off the gods that we're all familiar with, Athena, Aphrodite, Zeus, etc., and how human beings came around and what Zeus does when he gets played.
He gets played?
He gets played. And we've all heard what Hera does. Imagine a guy with the lightning bolt.
I mean, like, Zeus likes to fuck around a lot.
He really does like to fuck around.
That's the main thing. Like, he's like, he's kind of like the town bike of mythology, you know? He really, really gets around there.
Dang.
Yeah. No, like, genuinely. And if he doesn't get what he wants, like, if he gets rejected, then he comes back in different animal forms, as we know. With Leda and the swan, or there was once he came out as a bull. And those stories we shouldn't talk about.
So he was like the first PUA, kind of.
Yeah.
Like the first, I guess it was the patron saint of the pickup artists, I guess. I know. I feel like this this podcast is gonna be it's gonna cut out. I'm pretty sure a lightning bolt is gonna come out of nowhere and just fucking short my laptop to record this.
Oh shit!
I think that Zeus is much more vindictive than just taking out your laptop.
Yeah, he probably wants you to talk about his sexcapades, you know, it's part of his, part of his reputation.
And they're all like that. Not one of them is just okay. I was reading today, for the research for today, I was reading about Pandora and going over my old notes. And Pandora was she'll come into the story, but she was kind of like a punishment to the human race.
Dang, dude, I remember.
And also the mother of all women.
Oh, really? I didn't know.
Therefore, women are the punishment to the human race.
Oh, the first whoopsie.
The first whoopsie.
Dang, I remember we used to say in high school, man, all the time, fucking, you can't put Pandora back in the box, bro.
Yeah, you can't put her back in the box.
Can't fucking put her back in the box. We also have Dionysus, who is the god of wine and just frivolity.
But Dionysus. We do, in fact, know that Pandora opened a box, but that was kind of the... Just so people don't fucking she wasn't fucking in a box.
You can't put Pandora back in the box. You can't put her back. That's it. When she's out, she's out. Box closed, but she's not in it. She's out.
Yeah, fucking close that box. No, she's not in it anymore. Fucking empty box. Yeah.
Schrodinger's box, man. You can't put Pandora back in the Schrodinger's box, man.
Okay.
Okay. Can I please talk about the bigs or the elephant in the room?
Go for
as it.
As it
were. Is anyone going to talk about the Wang? The page you have in front of me is fertility, and it's someone who has, well, this Wang has to be like 6 feet long. Like, this is an absolute unit. It's okay. Kind of
so this you get this it. This is a sort of prostitute or a hetaria, and she's carrying a giant phallus, which is a symbol of Dionysus' power. Perhaps at the Athenian festival of Haloa. It is dedicated to the fertility gods Demeter, who is the female fertility god, and Dionysus, who is the male, on a vase for making wine.
Oh, wait, so this is like one of those giant novelty penises you bring around to like the car show and shit, or like to the PMVs in Vegas, right? To advertise your booth?
I think that they would also worship it.
Imagine how fucking embarrassing that must be. You know, like those like really awkward like mugs your uncle used to get you that has someone fucking like, I don't know, like golfing with their dick out or something.
Yeah, I remember
and it
that
has
shit.
Like bad. Imagine if that was like fucking immortalized. Like people fucking look back in that culture, pick up all this like weird fucking horny golf paraphernalia and you'd be like, yes, they used to worship.
You remember those fucking teddy bears, those like resin teddy bears you would get?
Yeah.
And then they would always say like fucking we belong together and shit like that. You remember those things?
No.
Oh, it was just like these like, so. Like it would be like pairs of like these bears, right? Cute teddy bears, and they would be hugging each other and shit, or like wearing like one would wear a blue outfit, one would wear a pink outfit. And it was just like cute shit. You could buy it like fucking Hallmark, right?
Right.
To give to your grandmother or something, keep on your desk. And then I remember I saw like a bunch that were like I'm your horny devil, and it's like the fucking the cute teddy bear, right? Fucking holding this pitchfork and shit, wearing a red suit. I thought that was supposed to be virginal,
yeah.
Dude. Very, very unusual.
No, I used to have a little devil one.
Yeah, you remember that? It was like a horny teddy bear, man.
Yeah, and it said you can do the devil with me.
Something like that, yeah.
But it was like a knockoff, so I don't know what the actual said.
Well, these are modern day fertility icons, bro. Same thing.
Yeah, same thing. Like, imagine if you had the fucking like a bowl and wine mixing jug with like fucking giant Wang on it. That'd be the life of the party right there.
Dude. Look at Hindus, or what do they call them? Bachelorette parties.
Yeah, like penis
there
drawers.
There were so many penises at my bachelorette party. Oh my god.
Yeah, but...
And they were blow-up penises. You had to blow them up.
But imagine...
So it went from flaccid to very erect as someone blew air into it.
But, like, imagine the Greeks fucking living that life fucking 24/7.
So
they love that shit, don't they? They love fucking getting their cocks out and shit, like, greasing each other up and shit like that.
You can't bring it back to myths. It's too far gone.
Euripides said that wine sets free sad mortals from sorrow. When they are filled with the stream of wine, wine gives them sleep and a forgetting of the troubles of the day.
Yeah, fucking yeah, it does.
Sets free
their cocks, man. All their fucking willies are out and shit, bro. All the time.
Nor is there any other cure for pain. He who is a god is poured out in offerings to the gods so that by his means we may say we have good things.
Dude, look at this guy, man. He's just casually touching another man's penis with his penis, bro. They're just talking to each other and they're touching each other, man.
Wait, where? What?
Over there, man. That guy, his pee-pee's just touching this guy's leg, bro.
What am I... I don't think that's... Wait. What?
Dude, and now they're all, dude. There's three of them, man. They're all just touching each other's wieners, like... They're just really close to each other, but now their wieners are touching each other, man. Over there.
Wait, what are you... What? What are we looking at?
We're in ancient Greece, bro.
Oh! I thought it was in that, like, vase, like, something I wasn't looking at, so I was trying to look closer. I was like, where am I missing this? I didn't know this was just, like...
The god of wine also required goat sacrifices, if I recall correctly. But we are here to talk about Uranus and Gaia.
Oh, I know Gaia. Uranus, dude, she's from Final Fantasy, man.
Yeah, and she was also the good guy or Mother Earth in Captain Planet, because he's the hero.
Yeah.
And he's going to take pollution down to zero.
Mm.
But Gaia and Uranus had lots of babies. Okay, and one of their babies was this...
My anus?
Yes, your anus.
Can we say Uranus? Otherwise I wouldn't stop, man.
Uranus is the god of the sky, and Gaia is the goddess of the earth. And most creation myths have the sky god and the earth goddess, and they had all these babies. And one of those babies... these babies were the Titans, and one of those babies was Cronus, and
oh, like my boy.
Yeah, yeah.
I love that painting you see everywhere of him.
Yeah,
fucking
him eating the children.
He really chowing down on those babies.
So Uranus was really, really scared that one of the Titans was going to take his throne. So he pushed them down into the earth. And
you better fucking go back to where you came from. Like, yeah. Fucking push.
Much to Gaia's dismay. And then
God, it's like fucking whack-a-mole just with children.
So she gave them like these weapons and things. So Uranus popped up out of the earth and then castrated his dad.
Wait, Uranus?
He castrated Uranus.
Who is?
Because Uranus had a penis.
You said Uranus popped out of the ground. And then
sorry, I meant Cronus.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Cronus popped out of the ground and cut off Uranus's penis.
Wait,
it's a lot of.
Did he come out fully grown, or was he like a baby, like a big baby?
I don't know. I think I'm gonna leave that up to your imagination.
Yeah, how do these guys like form their political opinions?
You know those old medieval paintings when you have, like, they tried doing paintings of Jesus, but they couldn't depict him as a baby. They depicted him as, like, a full man face that was, like, balding already.
They're so like, pictures weird.
Pictures of, like, full size, like, XL Jesus next to fucking Mary and fucking Joseph, huh?
I think that's how I picture fucking Cronus. That good, that weird, uncanny valley baby that sort of, like, looks like a man going through a midlife crisis.
Yeah.
Oh, there he is! That photo of him just really, really going to town. And
oh, yeah, he's fucking munching out, bro. He's fucking nomming.
I think my favorite edit of that picture is, like, they just completely remove the body from it and just have him with, like, a number one dad, like, hat, and they fucking edit, like, a smile onto him.
Oh, I've seen that, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Can I just say, like, I would love a fucking, like, Cronus emoji set, man. Just like...
Oh, my God. Can you imagine?
Oh. I'll pay somebody, man. If somebody fucking sends me a fucking Kronos emoji sticker set or some shit I can use in WhatsApp, I would love that.
What would the emojis look like?
Well, this one for sure, 100%. Picture of fucking Kronos eating his boy. Another one with fucking Kronos smiling or some shit. I think there's another picture of Kronos doing some other fucked up shit.
Yeah, he did. I mean, the one thing that he did do was there was so like when they were down there in the earth, he found his sister, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, "You, I'm going to marry you," and then they married.
He married his sister.
Yeah, he married his sister, whose name I just looked up and then forgot. Do you remember what her name was?
No idea.
I think it was
Gyro.
There. Okay, wait. Here's your book sound.
Slovaki.
Ria. Oh, what? We have a... Yeah, Ria.
Ria, what? like the animated movie?
R-H-E-A, is that the animated
movie?
Oh,
I thought you said Rio.
No, Ria. And then Kronos, of course, got real, real paranoid and that one of his kids was going to dethrone him, so he started eating them.
Mm. It's a bit harsh.
Yeah, I think so.
Gonna like talk to them or something. Like, I guess that's like the normal dad thing to do, right? They don't give a shit.
Yeah, just eat them. like kind of absorb their power.
Oh, okay.
Oh, but it gets cooler. It's much cooler.
Is this cool?
Yeah, I think it's fascinating.
It's like, you think eating babies is cool? Well, again, let's go. Let's go. Keep going.
Yeah, it's really, really cool. I think that and the reason it's cool is because Rhea then like rescues.
Is Rhea like a nickname?
Zeus.
Is that like
no,
a
that's
nickname?
Her name.
Oh, it's not sure for anything. Like
it could. It maybe it's Rhea.
Oh, maybe it's urea or like.
Like urea, like the stuff that you find in urine.
Yeah.
That's full of ammonia.
Yeah.
That's the stuff that smells, you know. That's the stuff that gives you. Yeah,
I think we should move on from this.
Okay, so Rhea then gives Kronos a like little boulder to eat.
A boulder.
Right. A boulder wrapped in a swaddle.
So.
So she swallows a boulder and gives it to him to eat.
What? That's not like. So he was he eating the children just all like blanket and all just fucking swallowing
I suppose that you could come to that conclusion.
God, was it like a snake or
I
like
so.
Or like a duck when you see it sort of try and mash like ugh. Bread into its gullet, like it just no chewing, just fucking
no
all
chewing
swallowing.
And the reason we know it was no chewing is because after Zeus, because Zeus is the baby, the last baby that she hides, after Zeus kills Kronos, oh no, after Zeus like tries to like yell at him and stuff and like wins, he makes him vomit up
Why,
all
though?
His kids.
He's not gonna put them back together, is he?
So that's the thing.
Oh,
though.
That's gross.
They're alive.
Hold
just
on.
Walking around.
Hold on a second. Who the fuck brought
then...
Vore back into here, man? I thought we said no Vore, man. Come on, dude.
We never agreed to that. We never put down a no Vore rule. We were just talking about teeth.
No. These guys have been Vore, bro. Kronos just fucking Vored his kids,
dude.
Right? Because they said they came out. Shota said they came out, man. Hole in shit, bro. That's Vore. That's being Vored, man.
God, Matt, no one should ever say they just Vored their kids. I think that you just said that phrase, and I think it's illegal. I think fucking the FBI is going to come and fucking knock on your door.
Oh, fuck. Fucking Kronos, dude. I knew it, dude. What a guy. What a character, man.
So, as I continue, Zeus banded together. Zeus banded together with all of his regurgitated siblings.
That is also a word crime. That's just as bad as saying fucking he's bored his children. Ew. Oh yeah, him and his fucking regurgitated siblings. Fuck, that's what I'm gonna call my brothers from now on.
His regurgitated siblings.
Is that when you blow someone and you just kind of keep? Okay, no, I'm just gonna. I'm just gonna.
And moving on swiftly, he then defeats
Wait, who was
the Titan,
the Titan? I thought
with
Kronos
the help
was the Titan.
Of his brothers and sisters, and then puts them in Tartarus. Yeah, Kronos was a Titan, and then there was a whole bunch of other ones. Okay, when and now we come to the myth of human creation. When the I've lost my train of thought.
Okay, I'm sorry, we've completely...
I have no idea what's going on. All I can think about and picture is semen and regurgitated children.
I think this is from just the amount of sheer sound bites alone in the past 2 minutes, I think this is a pretty good podcast pitch so far. I mean, like, I like where this is going.
Wasn't there an Egyptian god who's like, I think it was like Sobek or some shit, who had to like, he came so hard, he fucking filled the Nile with semen.
Is that the myth?
He impregnated some like goddesses and shit. Yeah. I think he fucking, he made a big cum, bro. Like a really big cum that he said he filled up the Nile. Fat load. God jizz. And he fucking impregnated some shit.
From the Nile? Or like, was it?
Yeah. No, like some like, just goddesses walking around and shit near the river. They fucking got caught in the fucking tidal wave. That's it. Game over, man.
Game over.
In the fucking, the cum nami, bro.
I think it's all goes, this is just the creation myth. I think it all just goes downhill from here.
So we've got the, Cronus's, wait, 1, 2, 3, 4... 5 siblings, okay? Or 5 babies, regurgitated babies. We have Hestia, who was for health. Zeus, who was for the sky. Poseidon, who was for the ocean. Hades, for the underworld. And Demeter, which was for procreation or fertility.
Ah.
So you have all of these lovely gods. And there's two gods and... Well, no, three gods and two goddesses.
You mean, is it Demeter?
Oh, I've always pronounced it Demeter.
Isn't she the goddess of the seasons or something?
Yeah,
right?
so she's the cyclic goddess.
I know that from my horny Greek boy game that I've been playing. No, I mean, like, you know that Hades game the kids are talking about? Yeah, everyone's fucking, they try to make everyone like as hot as possible. Just every single thing you see, like everyone's clothes just like falling off. I think that's probably like the picture I'm having in my head of them. God, like.
So we don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing if Zeus is in charge now, but he's in charge. And when the Titans heard, there's one Titan in particular who heard. Who had the gift of foresight, and he knew which side to fight on. So he fought with the Olympians, and his name is Prometheus. And Prometheus he was tasked, him and his brother, whose name I cannot remember.
Jacob.
Let's call him Jacob.
Jacob Metheus.
I'm pretty sure it was like Epimetheus. But him and his brother...
So, Ethius is their last name?
Yeah, their family name?
Like the surname?
Yeah.
The Ethius like family?
The Ethius family.
Prometheus.
Prometheus and...
Edametheus.
Epimetheus. Epimetheus?
Epidermis.
Epidermis. Epimetheus. I'm so sorry about my pronunciation, but Epimetheus.
Epiprimibus.
They were
Greek names are all made up anyway, man. It's all fake.
Aren't all words made up?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, all words are made up. Let's just sit with that for a second.
Epidemiology.
I think with all these names, I'm completely like, I think I've lost like what's going on in this.
Well, we so far, just to recap, we've had first guy. Okay?
No.
Didn't want kids.
No. I mean, I'm confused at the bit where like Zeus is with his regurgitated siblings, and then there was a lot of Ephiuses, and then I lost track.
Okay, so Zeus is with his regurgitated siblings.
Yeah, they're all
in like a band. Okay.
Oh, I thought you were saying.
And
like...
they fight the Titans.
Yeah.
And then shove him in Tartarus, which is like. Greek hell.
It's like bad boy jail.
Yeah, bad boy jail.
Okay.
Is that where Hades lives?
No, Hades is the underworld, so it doesn't matter if you're good or bad, you're just gonna go to the underworld when you die.
Oh, so what's Tartarus then?
Tartarus is the bad place.
Yeah, it's the bad boy jail.
So Hades isn't hell?
No, Hades isn't hell. Hades is just purgatory. The underworld.
Oh.
It's like...
And then...
Just like where Tartarus all the souls go. Yeah, Tartarus is hell. Tartarus is where you go if you're bad.
Oh shit. But where do you go if you're good?
I don't think you go anywhere.
No, there is a good part.
There is a good part.
I think it's you
They chill with Zeus?
I think it's Elysium.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Elysium.
Elysium,
yeah, yeah.
The Elysian field.
I also know that from my Greek horny game. Okay, so I forgot. It's Hades and also fucking Age of Mythology back in the day. That's I think that's also my basis from most mythology. Oh, it's fucking yeah. Asian mythology.
Hades ends up marrying the pomegranate girl, Persephone.
Pomegranate girl?
Yeah, and there's a whole myth linked to how she ends up with Hades. Because she doesn't want to be with Hades, but then she marries him, and so she stays down there. But that's not part of this current myth. So the current myth, right, we've got Prometheus, who is one of the Titans, but he has decided to fight with the Olympians. So the Olympians is Zeus and the regurgitated children. Are you guys with me so far?
Yeah, yeah.
So
okay.
Prometheus afterwards is rewarded and tasked with his brother to create life.
Who's and... his brother?
Don't do this to me, Matt.
No, wait.
Is Epitheus?
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah, okay.
Epidemiology? What? Epidemius?
Okay, him and his brother look after, are there to make life, and his brother, so he creates...
Whoa, hold on. The brothers are going to do it together?
No. So he creates the life, and the brother gives... the life on Earth gifts, like the ability to swim or to fly or to have scales or to have fur or et cetera.
Okay. And so it's like a brother and sister playing Sims where one person builds the characters and the other sibling builds the houses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're both brothers.
Yeah.
So Prometheus decides to create man in his own image. But Zeus decides that man must always be inferior to God. And he's real strict about that. If you remember, who was the guy who flew too close to the sun?
What, Icarus?
Icarus. Oh. So Icarus flew too close to the sun and looked like and mimicked a god. So he killed him and made his father watch him die. So Zeus real strict about not imitating a god. He basically made it so that it would always be a little bit harder for man. So he wanted to decide how would men, or what would the sacrifice be? Like, how would man sacrifice to him? So Prometheus gave Zeus two bulls, okay? And Prometheus always had a little soft spot for the humans. So he gave Zeus like these bulls. One bull was had like a lot of the good meat from a boar in it, but was covered in like gray slop. And the other bull was full of bones, but he had dressed it in beautiful fat.
Fatty bones or like a fucking great like meat dinner with some fucking homemade sauce on it?
So he gave
those two choices?
Yeah, those are the two choices. So he gave those two to Zeus and Zeus chose the fat. And he was furious that Prometheus had tricked him into saying that human beings had to sacrifice bone and not meat. So what Zeus did in retaliation was create Pandora, who was fat with bones.
He was fat?
He was fat with bones? What do you mean?
Because she was a woman, so she was more fat.
Yeah.
And, but when you opened her up, she was just bones.
I think if you open up most people, they're just bones.
Yeah, I know, but that was kind of like the...
It's the whole skeleton in there.
The theme. Yeah. Yeah.
So was Pandora the first woman?
Yeah, so okay. She was the first woman. And I don't know who the first man was because they didn't specify in the book that I read.
Just probably some random dude.
And Prometheus, like, he got really angry with Prometheus. And he was like, what are you doing? Blah, 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 blah. And he's like, you know, They, you know, just chilling.
It's just like, what the fuck are you doing, bro? It's like a fucking, it's like you're retelling like a fucking HR dispute or some shit.
And then, well, it is,
he was,
right.
He said
it
this
is...
shit, he was saying shit, dude. And he started fucking pointing shit, bro.
So, and then in further retaliation, because he got really, really angry with Prometheus, he took away fire from man because he said that if they're going to have all the good meat, they can't cook it. So Prometheus.
Is that why we have sushi?
That's why we have sushi.
Okay.
It's absolutely why we have sushi. So Prometheus got real, sneaky and decided to steal fire from Hephaestus's workshop. So you remember he's the blacksmith.
But that's all he has. He only has his good fire.
Well, only a little bit. And he gave it to man. And then when Zeus realized what he had done,
it was the drama.
The drama. So he took Prometheus. And, you know, Zeus is the queen of overreacting. He took Prometheus and strapped him to a mountain. Ooh. And he got a vulture to eat his liver every day. And then in the night, the liver would grow back. And then in the morning, the vulture would come back and pick at it until it was gone again.
Oh, and that's why we have foie gras. That good fatty liver. That everyone loves.
What kind of eagle was this?
It was a vulture.
Oh.
That makes sense. I don't know why I always thought it was an eagle, like an eagle. But yeah, vulture makes a lot more sense.
I'm pretty sure it was a vulture. But it could be an eagle. I could be wrong. You guys can correct me.
No, I don't know. Do I look like I know what I'm talking about?
Maybe your listeners can correct me. but that's the myth of creation. That is how man survived and thrived, how we had fire, and how we are what we are today.
Wait, so how come Zeus just didn't take the fire back?
The
humans got in there like, oh fuck.
I don't know. I think we should ask him.
So if you
maybe the next podcast could be an interview with Zeus.
What you're saying, if it wasn't for Prometheus, we'd still be fucking cool ass monkeys just chilling out with no like worries or anything at all.
Yeah.
No stress.
Yep.
I don't think there would be monkeys, right? Wait, so are you saying there were animals before but no humans?
So they were creating life and then Prometheus started to get excited about it, and then he created human. So animals did come first.
Okay. So we actually wouldn't be monkeys because they're still their own race because we were technically human, so...
I don't understand.
Oh, never mind.
Because evolution's not a thing, right? For the Greeks.
Yeah, I think he's saying we wouldn't be monkeys, we just wouldn't have existed.
Yeah, humans... Yeah, humans wouldn't exist, so we wouldn't exist. But we also wouldn't be stressed.
Yeah, live in that true. Void, man. It's a weird
Dang,
life.
Dude. The hashtag void life.
Can we get that trending? Fucking hashtag void life.
And Zeus had a soft spot for women. He as
I think
we know.
That's
but
kind
also,
of...
But also for men.
No,
bro,
he
wasn't, that's a lie, man.
He wasn't...
Zeus's spot was definitely very hard. Dude,
yeah, I think you're kind of underselling how much...
Zeus was very raucous. Let's use that word. That's a good
raucous?
Word. Raucous. Like he was a rowdy dude.
Party kind of guy, huh?
Yeah. And his wife was real mad about it.
Oh. So he was a swinger, but his wife wasn't into it.
No, she didn't have babies with anyone else. I think she was quite what's the word?
So you're saying, but I think if he did go to one of those swingers parties, you know Zeus would probably take the entire bowl of keys. He wouldn't just take one.
Yeah, for sure. The whole bowl.
Fucking CEO of Pound Town right there.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, the most famous is the very brutal, I don't know what word to use, but I mean, it was a brutal.
Rendezvous.
Yeah, okay, rendezvous of Leta or Leda, and from that, so he was a goose, and then he...
No, but, okay, so I think the moral of the story is never trust a goose or a swan. From the day one, they were bad.
Yeah,
you didn't have to give them a bad name, it's just never trust a goose or a swan. Fucking bad. They're fucking
so he turns into chaos because she was very beautiful, and then Zeus propositions her and she rejects him. And then he turns into a goose and he rendezvous her.
That's not what that means. You can't use it like that.
And... then from that,
this story isn't a fucking rendezvous. This story needs a fucking final destination. That's
awful.
I mean, but I think
you're telling me he walked up first and he was like, yo, what up? And she was like, I'm not interested. So he turned into a goose and then what? He pecked her a bunch or what?
He put raped
his fucking
her.
Goose wiener. He put his goose wiener in her.
Yeah.
It's not cool.
No, it's not. He's not a cool dude in many ways.
Yeah, he sounds like a frat bro.
Okay. we can all agree that he's not a
Yeah, I'll say it publicly, dude. Rape is not cool, man. I'm not
no,
cool.
No, it's
with
not
it.
No, I was going to say something about geese.
We could put that on a shirt.
Yeah, rape. I was going to say, because like, I hate geese. Geese are the worst.
Well,
most of Zeus's rendezvous with women were probably rape, because that's the way that he rolled. He was he was a god of everything.
Rape. He was a rape god.
So a lot of the stories are like that. There was one instance where he turns into a very... like lustful, very beautiful cow.
The hottest cow you've ever fucking seen in your life. A fucking 10 out of 10 cow. Fucking style hair and fucking everything. Fucking six pack.
He seduces this woman six pack. Because she keeps looking at this cow, and this cow's got like bedroom eyes, and then she
what the fuck?
And then she has sex
what
with the cow.
Fuck? What do you mean, bro? Bedroom eyes, man.
We've lost Ollie.
Cows don't even know what fucking bedroom is, man. They fucking sleep standing up.
Yeah, but he's not an actual cow. It's Zeus in disguise.
So what, he's got some fucking mascara on or some shit? What do you mean? Contacts, if he's got some, you know, lighter colored eyes contacts.
The fucking baddest eyelashes is the cow. Like, how fucking hot was this cow?
It was a really hot cow.
What does this cow have that I don't have?
Nothing. You're perfect. he does use many different methods, but this woman rejected him. So
this sounds like a Naruto episode.
Does it?
I swear Naruto did this once.
Well, yeah, it's possible.
Turned into a horny, handsome, extremely handsome cow. It's like
no. He turned into like he just turned into like Naruto, but like a sexier version or some shit.
Oh yeah, like is it sexy no jutsu or something? Is that what it's called?
Yeah. And then he tried to fucking attack somebody or some shit.
Do you know what the story reminds me of? You know, a couple of years back in Japan, there was like that really handsome gorilla that all these like
people
were like really they were like corny for this gorilla. They said he looked so handsome, and like women just came to the zoo just to fucking stare at this handsome gorilla. Is that what the cow was like?
No, so...
I saw pictures of that gorilla, man. He was, like, George Clooney-level handsome.
Yeah, but, man, did this cow have, like, a strong jawline? Is there any art of it? Or, like, I want to see...
I mean, like, the cow thing, there's a lot of, like, discussion or debate in the academic community. They say that it was either there was this girl and Zeus turned into the cow and then shelters her, or... that she was actually, because she's a priestess of Hera, so Hera then turns into her and then sleeps with her husband, who is a cow. But all the stories maintain that Zeus is a cow.
Man, he really likes role-playing, doesn't he? Like, he really brings a lot of role-playing into the bedroom.
Did she know? Did the priestess know that this was, like, a god cow?
Yeah, yeah, she figures it out because...
Oh, so she knew.
Well, she figures it out later because she doesn't, like... She recognizes him as the cow.
How obvious is it that he's the cow? Does the cow have like glowing eyes or like flowing hair? Like what
maybe,
was the deal
maybe
with this cow?
Maybe he has glowing eyes and flowing hair and a couple of lightning bolts, you know, like in its back pocket. In this world, the cow has a back pocket. And Yeah, who knows? But this is what I know.
By pack pocket, you mean like some denim jeans, like some nice cuff jeans or something, or like what kind of situation are you talking about?
The Zoomers now don't like skinny jeans; they only like baggy jeans, and they say that if you wear skinny jeans, then you're an old person. I'll take it. maybe there are some skinny jeans because old person, and because the baggy jeans, they don't hug the butt the way the skinny jeans do, and this was a very sexy cow, so I don't know where I'm going with this, but
does the zipper go over the udders or is it go around the udders?
It's a bull. It's not.
So the main moral of your story is that. Gen Z doesn't care about the booty anymore. They've completely lost touch with the booty.
I feel like that's true, but it could be because of COVID. You know, they've been sweatpants.
It wouldn't, yeah, but sweatpants aren't like super baggy jeans. They're just like...
No, they're not super baggy. They're like the mom jeans.
Yeah, yeah, I know about like mom's
the
super...
The mom jeans. They're like baggy on the... They're not as tight as skinny jeans, which is what we did our 20s in.
I've never worn a pair of fucking skinny jeans in my entire life.
Matt, I think you'd look beautiful in skinny jeans.
Dude, I'm too fat, man. No way I can pull skinny jeans, dude.
There's no such thing as too fat for skinny jeans.
Dude, and my butt is flat. I couldn't pull it off. No way.
No, but skinny jeans give you the illusion of a round butt.
Well, I don't want that either. I don't want anybody to know what my butt shape is, man. That's for me only. And for close personal friends.
I thought we were close personal friends, Matt.
Yeah, that's fine. I'll tell you what my butt shape is later, but like I don't want strangers to know, man.
Especially don't describe it in the podcast, but later you can send us like a nice like
I'll send you some dimensions.
Yeah, like an artisanal butt shot.
So
yeah.
So you go through the whole like, of Greek mythology, like starting from like I guess creations, and then you kind of like would you go in chronological order or would you just try and go for like the weirdest shit you can?
The thing is that there's no such thing as chronology, but we can go for your favorite gods. So Zeus is someone that we can cover in great length. Then Hera is her own things, and there's Aphrodite. Aphrodite marries Hephaestus, so there's that kind of myth, you know, like how did that happen? Then there are all the nymphs and the satyrs. So there's a lot we can cover. I mean, this podcast could go on and on and on. And, you know, people would learn a little something. So there's that benefit. Because yeah. I'm sure that 80% of what I'm saying is true. I mean, I have a book.
This stuff actually happened, right? Back in the day.
Well, this stuff is what they say happened. It was their mythology, right? It's the same as... well, not to be too controversial, but the myth of Jesus Christ.
But Zeus like went into early retirement, and then a big J Man kind of came onto the scene.
I think J Man came into the scene much much later. I think that
hey, it's me, assistant. What was it? what do they call it? Replacement supervisor for fucking planet Earth. It's me, Big J. What up?
There was big. I mean, because there's also then there's the Ramayan and all of that, and I think that's even older than the Greek myths. I'm not sure though, because no one knows how old Hinduism is. It's greatly like it's a very hotly debated subject. But yeah, we can even go into the Vedas and Kama Sutra and go through all of that, or we can go through. Maybe we want to stay away from the living myths and go to ancient Egypt.
I feel like maybe for Christmas or like Halloween, you could do like the Scientology special. I think that would be that would be a good one.
Scientology special. Dude. We could even do like for Halloween, we could go in to, I don't know, some other spooky things, maybe Hades. Look at Hades.
Sounds like Hades is not actually that spooky, man, the way you described it.
Hades is a little spooky because he's not allowed to leave the underworld.
Yeah, that's because no one's allowed to leave. So he's
kind of stuck down there. So he doesn't. I know that there's like a lot of him being mad at Zeus because they're brothers.
I thought
they
were bros, though.
Yeah, they're brothers, but they're off opposite places and he's stuck with the underworld and Zeus got. Zeus got Mount Olympus and all the ladies.
I mean, he didn't get the ladies. I mean, he kind of...
He took the ladies.
Yeah, he took the ladies.
Jesus.
took the ladies. And he created...
Are you saying fucking Hades doesn't... He doesn't give off that fucking big emo energy, man? There's no fucking goth girls fucking want to hang out with him and shit?
From my knowledge, which is limited, is that Hades...
There's no priestesses with... of Hades.
He's with Persephone. Persephone is his wife. Or his consort.
I mean, he has a nice roomy place. Yeah, you know, he's settled down.
He's got a dog.
Yeah.
Tall ceilings.
Yeah, if anything, Hades, I mean, like, Zeus is like the eternal bachelor, but Hades is like the family man.
Yeah, let's go with that.
Poseidon's just the cool uncle who gets kind of mad sometimes. But what was
Hades is the guy who like invites you to fucking barbecues at his house, but like he lives in a really rough neighborhood and shit, and like nobody else lives there except him. And it somehow it's still
like,
rough.
The first time I invited someone over to my flat, like he got off the fucking the metro station, and there was just a fucking dead fox just like lying in the road between me and him, and it, like, there was like a blood trail from the road to the pavement.
Oh my god, you guys! I just found out that Leda, the lady that the swan
Luda.
Swan Zeus hung out with.
Oh shit! Oh my bad.
She got impregnated with two eggs.
Wait, you mean like human eggs or like swan eggs?
No, like swan eggs. And then one of the eggs cracked and the result was Helen of Troy.
What the fuck?
That's not where I thought this was going at all.
Yeah.
So this is also like a Night Shift Nurses episode as well then.
Oh yeah. No! So no, this is not a soft boiled situation. You can't just name drop that in here.
Damn, I'm surprised how much media is influenced by Greek mythology, bro.
That's
pulling a lot of parallels from all this fucked up shit I've been watching.
That's for a fucking witch cast nights. You get into that.
Okay. So here's my question to you two gentlemen. How many regurgitated children out of 10 would you give this podcast?
Hold on. I thought you said there was only 6 regurgitated children.
Okay, there's only 6 regurgitated children. You're right. I actually think there was 5.
Oh, 5 out of 5.
Okay, so it's it's like a 5-star rating. What is my 5-star rating?
Wait, were there 6 children including Zeus, but only 5 of them were eaten?
Yeah.
Or was it only... Okay, so there is 5. Okay.
Yeah. And we don't have a name for this. I don't have a name.
Okay. Yeah, dude, I want to do this. This is fucking funny, man.
Yeah, I would
love to see, like, all the parallels between fucking weird TV episodes I've watched and fucking Greek mythology. I'm sure there's a lot more comparisons to make.
Yeah, and there's a lot of strange things. What do you want to call it?
Yeah, I feel like we're only kind of touching the surface on all the weird fucked up stuff that happens in there.
For sure.
So I'm going to give it maybe... I think I'm almost completely sold. I think I'm a 4 regurgitated child, maybe 4.5. One of them, there was a big chomp in the middle. Or maybe actually, no, I'm going to go with the full 5. The full 5 out of 5 regurgitated siblings.
Okay.
Why did you say we've only touched the surface?
What do you mean? Like,
you said we've only touched the surface of this.
I mean, he's like we're been talking about Zeus, man. He touches things.
Oh, I don't like where this is going. I feel like this podcast will have an explicit tag no matter what, matter how much you put. Like, you can't have like fucking, like, I can't believe we were taught Greek mythology as kids. Like, if you look back at all this shit, it's real fucked up.
Yeah, I learned about this at university when I was 17.
No, I mean in like fucking middle school, you learn about like the fucking Romans and Greeks.
Yeah, we did the clean version of Hercules, because like Hercules goes on his 12 trials, not because he wants something, but because he wants to repent for killing his wife and children. They don't talk about that.
It's not like the Disney version.
No,
see, he just wants to start a new life, new family.
No, he wants to be absolved because of the sin that he's done, and he wants to stop himself from going mad, because she drove him mad to kill everyone, and then he saw what he'd done and then proceeded to go mad. So he spends 12 years trying to, like, repent.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I watched a fucking Hercules movie with The Rock in it, and that didn't have any of it in it either. Like,
I forgot The Rock made the Hercules movie. And he had, like, a fucking, the lion skin, like, hat and everything, and fucking big club.
it was...
That's what I remember.
The fucking Nemean lion.
Wait, what?
The lion is the first trial.
Or was that
trial.
Samson? Yeah, he fucking pulled the head, like, pulled the jaw off the fucking Nemean lion and shit, right?
Yeah, so he
can you imagine just...
He tries... I mean, we can go into this in episode two, but he kills the lion. He strangles it with his bare hands.
That's pretty metal.
And then he can't cut through his skin, so he uses one of the lion's claws to cut its skin off, and then he wears it and comes back with the skin line he's wearing, and he comes back to the dude who's making him do the trials, who is friends with Hero. And that's why he has to do all the trials.
Who is the guy making him do the trials?
He's a king of something. I didn't do a lot of research into this. This is just from my memories. But I do remember him being a worshipper of Hera and not Zeus. So
is this like a Sherlock Holmes and Moriarty situation also?
I don't think so.
But Zeus has got the fucking... He's got to do the clues. And then he's got to go back to his evil mastermind counterpart.
Well, I mean, the evil mastermind counterpart is just cruel. He, like, makes him do all these trials. So he says, I'm going to give you 10 trials. And, like, so he has to do the Hydra and the lion and all of these horrible things. And then at the end, he says, well, you fail two of them because on technicality, so you have to do two more. And that's why there's 12.
Wow, so you're saying...
what the fuck?
Hercules really was, like, the first unpaid intern.
Yes. Because after that he reaches demigod status because this guy's like, okay, you know, God, I'm not gonna mess with you.
Not even the full god status?
No, because he's a half god. He's not a full god.
Yeah, he's honorary citizen only.
He's still half mortal, and Hera is still there.
Yeah.
She may be petty and vindictive, but she's still there. And she's still a god. Matt, what do you think? What do you think we should call it?
What about Zeus is at it again or some shit?
No.
Zeus! What are you doing?
Like, the first bit, like, when you were describing it to me, it really does have that weird, like, sitcom energy.
Yeah, it is like a sitcom. We could do, like, myths. Why?
What's Zeus's wife's name?
Hera.
Hera.
Yeah, I mean, it's been pronounced both ways. Like, I've heard it pronounced both ways.
Maybe, is this, what kind of sitcom would this be? Is this going to be, like, fucking King of Queens or, like, Everybody Hates Raymond? Everybody Hates Zeus?
Everybody Loves Raymond, right? So it's Everybody Loves Zeus.
What's the other one? There's already a TV show that was based off of, or taking the name from Everybody Loves Raymond. It was called Everybody Hates. And, like, I think it was the story of who's the guy who played the zebra in Madagascar?
Chris Tucker?
Yeah, I think it was Chris Tucker's family story growing up or something.
Oh yeah, and it's called, everybody hates Chris.
Yeah, okay, see, yeah, I made a connection.
Yeah,
too.
I remember.
Well, I guess we can't use that then.
What about runaway myths?
Runaway myths?
Misunderstandings.
what about I missed my pants, bro.
Or I miss
the I myth. What
the I myth?
Like, I really miffed this one up.
Go ahead, do you have
everyone makes mistakes.
Mistakes.
This whole thing was a myth take.
That's not bad. Myth take. Oh, but then it sounds like you're making fun of people with a speech impediment.
Why'd you have to take it there?
Why'd you have to let jokes leave the room?
That's like, what it sounds like, man. If somebody comes to you with a mistake, you're gonna fucking feel bad.
Yeah, that's true. That's kind of... A lot of people might miss,
What about something to do with...
I feel like Zeus is really actually no, because then if you move away to different that's what, like mythologies,
it needs to be something to do with mythology.
He can't be in all of them. I mean,
okay, what about something like Fuddruckers, but with myth?
But Midruckers? What do you mean? Or like
Mythfuckers. Mythruckers.
It sounds too much like Mythbusters.
Oh, Mythbusters.
Yeah,
fuck.
We can't.
Oh,
Mythbusters
shit.
Is taken. Fuck.
Ah, oh, fuck. Mythbusters would have been good as well.
Yeah, we really fucking arrived late to that one.
Mythlearners.
Mythlearners? How much can we misspell Mythbusters to get away with it?
What about myth sniffers?
But no.
We're sniffing at the myths, bro. Smell of Zeus has been here.
Myth snorters.
Myth snorters?
What?
Myth adventures. Myth adventures. Because it's like misadventures, but myth adventures. And that doesn't sound like...
Oh, so it would be myth hyphen adventures.
Yeah,
I'm into it.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm into it.
The myth adventures of
Zeus.
Ollie and Matt.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that you go in somewhere
every
different.
Every episode could be the myth adventures of Zeus, the myth adventures of Athena, the myth adventures of Dionysus. You see? What
about Honey, I Myth the Kids?
I mean, no? that's kind of what happened. I mean, there was a lot of the people messing around with, like, you know, eating kids, just trying to push them back in the ground. You know, like, there was a lot of that action going on.
I'm kind of upset that the kids were, like, popping up out of the ground like daisies.
Yeah. Ew. Is that where Cabbage Patch Kids came from?
I think so, actually.
Like, well, I'm
this,
into
this
it.
This podcast has now, it's now been going on for like an hour.
Yeah, and it's like, I guess next week we could, what myth should we do next week?
I think we could do the, do Hercules, like, in great detail.
Yeah, he has those
what about
pillars,
the what about the Cabbage Patch, the Cabbage Patch Kids myth?
That's not a myth, that's a story. The Cabbage Patch Kids are a line of dolls from the 80s.
But I thought you said they had parallels to ancient mythology as well. They were the demigod. They were the kite titans.
Ollie is saying that they are the titans because that's how the titans were born.
Oh shit! They were born the same way.
They were born
same
the same way.
Same backstory and everything.
Except they weren't shoved back into the earth. They were instead packaged and sold to many little girls across the country.
You could send us an email on which one is worse.
Dang, I didn't know Cabbage Patch Kids had so much lore as well.
Yeah, why not? I think everything has lore.
Yeah, dude, I think I like the name Myth Adventures. I mean, it's very applicable. It's easy. It's still playful. And yeah, you can still, you know, like you said, add stuff onto the end of it.
Yeah, I'm down.
Yeah, I'm down. Next week. Okay, Myth Adventures. Like, hopefully we can forget about what we learned. I don't want to remember any of this.
I think that this was a more meandering podcast than I've ever been on.
Really? It's always like this for us. I don't know what you've been talking about or what podcast you've been on.
So... Is that a podcast?
Yeah, that's a podcast.
Yeah, dude. Hell yeah. Okay, well, I guess we'll see you next week on the next episode of Myth Adventures.
Yay!
Yeah.
It'll be something like Mars Goes to War or something. Something cute like that.
Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah, good enough. Okay, yeah, see you next week. Fucking Myth Adventures.
Bye.
Wait, I want to change my answer. What about... Dionysus goes to an orgy. That's more relatable.
Did he ever leave the orgy?
Yeah, I don't think he ever left.
Did he ever leave the orgy? Okay, that's all I wanted to know. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
Hey, it's Ollie from Witchcast here. I'm just here to let you know that you can follow us at Witchcast on Instagram or Twitter. And if you really vibe with what we're selling over here, go text your mom or your dad or your babysitter and just tell them about the show. Bye.
Can I did what you were asking. I'd like to see my dog.